What's good, y'all? My name is Tazaria, and I'm the founder and CEO of Mobile Swim Training, a swim lesson company based out of Florida. I am a certified lifeguard, water safety instructor, swim coach, and lifelong swimmer. The mission of my company is to educate the youth on safe practices in and around bodies of water for basic survival and recreational purposes. However, I do work with people of all ages, and I want to do my part to help make the space more inclusive. Most importantly, I want to share the peace, joy, and freedom that swimming brings to me. With that being said, welcome to my podcast, Black in Aquatics, Freedom Through Swimming. Here, I will focus on the Black community and learning how to swim. But I will also highlight Black people in all sectors of aquatics. That includes athletes, other aquatic professionals, organizations, so on and so forth. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about FINA and how they finally approved a swimming cap made for people with a different type of hair. Now, I know I'm a little late on this as they approved this cap at the beginning of last month. So basically last year, FINA, the International Swimming Federation, banned a swimming cap that was made for people with thicker, like long, curly hair. Hair such as locks, braids, and afros. And FINA's whole thing as to why they rejected the swimming cap was that the caps didn't fit the natural form of the head and that they weren't needed before. So if you don't know, Alice Thering is a marathon swimmer. She's also the first Black woman to represent Great Britain at the Olympics. She swam in Tokyo, and before the games, she collaborated with a company by the name of Soulcap. They are a Black-owned swim company based out of the UK. So shortly before the start of the Olympics, FINA banned or rejected the use of these swimming caps that they had collaborated on. And as I mentioned a short while ago, these caps are meant to serve people who can't use or struggle with the standard one-size-fits-all swimming caps. And this caused a huge upset within the community. I know personally I was very upset when I had heard about this because to me it just didn't make any sense. Like, what? But however, at the beginning of last month, it was announced that FINA has finally approved the soul caps, which is incredible and definitely a move in the right direction to making the space more inclusive and diverse. This is news that I definitely love to hear. And I personally think that this was a win for Black hair. Alice also shared her thoughts with it. She wrote an article about what this approval from FINA meant to her. If you haven't read it yet, it's definitely a good read, and I would recommend reading it. Thanks for checking in. I'll be sure to drop the article links in the show notes. Peace.